We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
We have morphed this word from being born again to knowing Jesus as your personal Savior to being a person that believes the Bible or believes that there is a God. That is not what Christian means. In fact, the Greek word Christian, which was first used in Antioch, means little Christ. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We're so honored and glad that you took the time to join us for our program on this Lord's Day. We have a wonderful opportunity to trust the Lord in a crisis or a difficult time. And I want to encourage you to look to the Lord during these days. God has not failed his children. And Christian, you won't be the first one. God is faithful. God is true. And God will help you during this difficult time in your life. So look to him and be encouraged. God is in control. That's a wonderful truth. We have a precious faith. I want to talk about that this morning on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm recording this from my home for this program. And so everyone's doing their part to be socially distant and to make sure that we can flatten the curve and of the coronavirus and make sure that we can save the lives of those we love. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 1, the Bible says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I want us to notice this morning here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, I want us to notice the expression, precious faith, precious faith. Now, 2 Peter was written by the Apostle Peter. It was written at about 66 AD, written shortly after the first epistle of Peter. It was also written shortly before Peter's death. So this epistle would be really Peter's last words. It's Peter's last words about life and about death. Woodrow Wilson, 1956 to 1924, 28th President of the United States, when he died, he said, I am ready. Horace Greeley, a journalist and founder of the New York Tribune, uttered these words when dying, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And then the Apostle Paul, before his death, he said, I am ready to be offered. You know, the most important preparation of your life is not being prepared for the coronavirus or being prepared for a national shutdown, but your greatest preparation in life is to be ready to die and to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Second Peter chapter 1, the Bible says, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me." The Apostle Peter is saying here, listen, before my death, I want to stir you up. I want you to get excited about the work of the Lord. What did the Lord Jesus say to Peter? In John chapter 21, the Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, that thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whether thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. The Apostle Peter knew his time was short. He knew that much must be said about living the Christian life and about living a godly life. Peter writes about the approaching storm of apostasy in the church. He encourages these believers that what they have in Jesus Christ is precious. It is a precious faith, he writes in verse number 1. And Simon wanted the church to know that what they had in Jesus was precious. And this is what he's writing about for you and me. He's writing about a precious faith. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. This precious faith. Number one, I want us to consider this morning the beginning of this precious faith. Verse 1, the Bible says, "Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ." We talk very loosely today about being a Christian, and we talk to people, and it seems that everyone's a Christian these days. We have morphed this word from being born again to knowing Jesus as your personal Savior to being a person that believes the Bible or believes that there is a God. That is not what Christian means. In fact, the Greek word Christian, which was first used in Antioch, means little Christ. How can we be a Christian today? Well, let me give you some thoughts. Number one, we are a people far from God. I'm talking about humanity. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." The Bible says in Psalm 14, verse 3, "They are all gone astray. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." You say, "Well, I'm a good person." Jesus said, "There is none good but God." If we just look at the Ten Commandments this morning, we see that we have broken most of them. And the Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 10, that if you've broken one of the Ten Commandments, then you have broken all of the Ten Commandments. Have you ever had someone or something more important than God in your life? Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever taken the name of God in vain? Well, the Bible says if you have done that, then you've broken all of the law of God. And if we have broken all of the law, then that means we are guilty before God. Romans chapter 3, verse 19. "For all have sinned," Romans 3, 23, "and have come short of the glory of God." Sin is breaking God's law. And because we are guilty of breaking the law of God, it means that we are far from God. We have broken God's law. We are all guilty before God, and we need help. How can we become Christians? Well, we are a people in need of salvation, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Think about this. No hope, no God. No God, no hope. no hope in life because we have not God in our life. No hope in death because we don't have God in our death. God is distant. We have broken God's law. We have sinned against God Almighty. Because God is good, God will give justice. And that means separation from Him for all eternity. The Bible says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are now made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm saying today that we are in need of a Savior. We are separated from God because we have broken His law, but we can be reconciled. We can have a relationship with Him again by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says it this way, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Notice what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Weekends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RE Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RE Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RE Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
Made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus died for you, and Jesus died as you. He took your place that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him, Jesus Christ. Jesus took your sin upon Himself. Those that look to the Lord Jesus, those that put their faith and trust in Him and Him alone, the Bible says that they are made righteousness in the sight of God. In 1981, a Minnesota radio station reported a story about a stolen car in California. Police were staging an intense search for the vehicle and the driver, even to the point of placing announcements on local radio stations to contact the thief. On the front seat of the car sat a box of crackers that, unknown to the thief, was laced with poison. The car owner had intended to use the crackers as rat bait. Now the police and the owner of the Volkswagen Bug were more interested in apprehending the thief to save his life than to recover the car. And I'm here this morning because I care about you. And our church invests in this radio program because we care about you. Jesus said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. The truth is, you've broken the law of God and you deserve death. God can legally dismiss your case today because Christ paid your fine. In Jesus, our sin is gone. And we don't have to experience that guilt of sin. We don't have to experience the eternal consequence of our sin. And that's what Peter's talking about. The beginning of this precious faith. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. What a wonderful blessing today to know Jesus as your personal Savior, to have this precious hope in your heart and in your life. A marshal in the Napoleon army, a man who was devotedly and enthusiastically attached to him, was severely wounded in battle. As the last struggle drew near and he lay dying in his tent, he sent for his chief. Napoleon came. The poor man thought that his emperor could do something. Perhaps he even sought to place him in the place of God. He earnestly pleaded with his leader to save his life, but the emperor sadly shook his hand and turned away. But as the dying man felt the cold hand of death drawing him strongly behind the curtain of the unseen world, he was still heard to shriek out, "Save me, Napoleon! Save me!" In the hour of death, the soldier discovered that even the powerful Napoleon could not give to him physical life. The Bible says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." God is your life today. God is your salvation today. It is not found in a man. It is not found in a religion. It is not found in good works. It is not found in an ordinance or in a sacrament. Salvation is only found in Jesus Christ. God in your life equals hope, friend. God in your life equals hope. And this hope and this salvation and this Savior is precious. Number two, would you think about this? The blessing of this precious faith. The blessing of this precious faith. If salvation was the only truth a believer received, then it would be enough. But Peter, knowing death was right around the corner, gives these people blessings of this faith in God. The Bible says in verse 2, 2 Peter chapter 1, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according to his divine power, have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and to virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Notice the wonderful blessing of being born again. There's the blessing of grace and peace. Grace is God's strength. Peace is God's serenity. They work together in the life of a Christian to help us along the ups and the downs. I'm glad in this crisis of COVID-19 that God has given to us his grace and his peace. The Bible says that God's grace is sufficient, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. The blessing derives from knowing God more in our life, verse number 2, through the knowledge of God. There's the blessing of wisdom for life according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and to virtue. What is meant by life and godliness? It means all things that are necessary for life. God is the giver of life, and God wants us to live the abundant life. People say, "Well, if I become a Christian, if I'm born again, I lose so much." Listen, friend, you gain far more than you ever lose. In Jesus Christ, I learned to be the right kind of dad. In Jesus Christ, I learned to be the right kind of husband. In Jesus Christ, I learned to be the right kind of employee or the right kind of boss. In Jesus Christ, I learned to love. In Jesus Christ, I learned to give grace. It's a blessing to have this biblical wisdom in how to have a wonderful life, trusting in Jesus. And friend, listen, God knows how we can live the abundant life and how we can have a life that honors him and a life that is fulfilled and a life that is honorable. And so as we follow the wisdom that God gives, we live this abundant life. We also have the blessing of precious promises. The Bible is filled with wonderful promises. Heaven, eternal life, God hears our prayers, God's pathway for my life, God's will for my life, the promise of hope, the promise that God will never leave me nor ever forsake me, the promise for us to serve him, that God will reward us one day. These promises for us are to, that we are to cling to. These promises are that we are to hold on to. And so we have a wonderful blessing to be a part of the family of God. And there's a blessing, a wonderful blessing. There's a wonderful blessing of this precious, precious faith. But let's think about, thirdly, the building of this precious faith, the building of this precious faith. You know, the Christian life is more than just a birth, it's growth, it's development. And Peter speaks about this in our text, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are building our faith, 2 Peter 3, verses 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Jude chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. To grow, he gives us these things. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remember of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. These things are important. We are building our faith. We are growing in grace. We are building up ourselves in our most holy faith. So what do we add? The word add means in addition to God's salvation. We're building upon that foundation of our life. And so the Bible says, add to your faith virtue. This means more excellence, being an excellent person in life, a real man or a real woman in life, living life just like one should in the more excellent way. It means always choosing the excellent way. Add to your life virtue. You know, the Christian life is never about choosing between what is right and what is wrong. You should know that you should always choose what is right, but the Christian life is about choosing between what is good and what is best. And the Bible says, add to your life virtue, moral excellence, moral excellence. Add to your life knowledge, practical intelligence, practical knowledge, practical insight. It means knowing what to do in every situation and doing it. It is practical day-to-day knowledge that sees situations and knows how to handle them. Add to your faith temperance. It means to be strong and to be controlled and to be restrained. Patience, endurance, fortitude, steadfastness, consistency, and perseverance. Add to your faith love. This is the love of the mind, of the reason, of the will. It is the agape love of God, the love that goes so far that it loves regardless of feelings, whether a person feels like loving or not. It loves a person even if that person does not deserve to be loved. That it actually loves that person who is utterly unworthy of being loved. It is the love of God that he had for you, when the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you know that when God sent his son, Jesus, to die for your sin, you were unlovable? In fact, Romans chapter 5 teaches us that you were the enemy of God. We are building on our faith, and God is helping us along the way. It is a precious faith. It's the best thing that ever happened to me, to know I am on my way to heaven, to know that my sins are paid, to know that I have eternal life. It begins with God. It brings wonderful blessings, and we must build our life upon it. It truly is a precious faith. Friend, today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then I want to invite you. I want to invite you to trust in Him, to trust in Him alone to save your soul. The Bible says that God loves you and God died for you, and God wants you to be a Christian today. He wants you to be born again. Would you pray a simple prayer like this? Lord, I know that You're the only way to heaven, and Lord, I'm putting my faith and trust in You. Lord, wash my sins away, make me Your child, and give me a home in heaven. Friend, if you prayed that prayer from your heart, it's not about the words. It's not a magic prayer. I mean, you could pray millions of variations of that, but the reality is, do you believe in your heart that Jesus died for you? Do you believe in your heart that Jesus is God? Do you believe in your heart that He died and that He rose again on the third day? If you do, and you call out upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says you are born again. You are a child of God. You have entered into a most precious faith.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.